Prime Minister Tony Abbott has arrived in Beijing for the APEC summit. Mr. Abbott will hold face-to-face meetings with China's Premier Li Keqiang and US President Barack Obama on the sidelines. He'll also meet Russia's President Vladimir Putin, where he'll raise Australia's concerns about the downing of flight MH17.
I'll have more to say later on some of these things, eh?
Prime Minister there. Now, voluntary euthanasia campaigner Philip Nitschke will face a medical tribunal today to appeal the suspension of his registration. The Australian Medical Board believes Mr. Nitschke presented a serious risk to public health and safety after he supported the suicide of a man who was not terminally ill. A 32-year-old man will face court in Brisbane today after explosives, ammunition and drugs were found in his home at Rochdale. Pictures that he posted on Facebook led to the discovery. Homes in the street have been evacuated as the bomb squad continues to detonate those explosives. And a search resumes this morning for two bushwalkers missing in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. Chris Dalton and Paul Bates, who are senior executives at the insurance company Bupa, failed to return from a day trip on Saturday. Their car was found next to the Mount Wilson fire shed yesterday. And Germans are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Thousands of people have been attending a concert at the Brandenburg Gate.